maybe we'll come back to it. But this is very much related to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that type of thinking in the realm of animal, vegetable, mineral. It's the whole realm of thinking of man. It also, therefore, is directly related to the way and things that we think about in regard to worship. Not only organized worship as we have here, but our entire life as a worship of God. And this is why so many will emphasize the body in regard to worship, in regard to salvation, in regard to so many things, because of the realm in which we think, and therefore things related to the flesh, related to matter, related to our life and our existence, is in that realm. Some are very ritualistic and very strict in the area of worship in regard to the things related to the body, either where you can worship and what constitutes worship. And so it becomes oriented to the entire area of the flesh, not only that, but even salvation, so many things, because this is the realm in which we think, is in that area. And as we're going to see this morning, this is one of the primary reasons why it's so difficult for man to understand the mystery or the truth of the gospel, to truly grasp what's involved in being saved and what's involved in recovering from sin as a Christian, what's involved in being blessed by God. It becomes very important. And there are so many things that flow through Scripture. We talk about being transformed into the image of Christ. The word transformed is very important because you're dealing with that word form. And when man thinks of form, we think in the terms of matter, material, flesh. And what we're going to see this morning is one of the most profound statements by Jesus Christ in reference to God. And it's statements like this that so often we, yeah, okay, now let's go on. But it's so fundamental and profound in seeing the truth of the gospel and the truth of living the Christian life and being transformed, changed in form to the image of Christ. God is spirit. I just want your mind to set. Please start thinking with me. Is it possible for mineral, in this little game we played, which means non-living, and as we play this thing, if it's a mineral, it could be a multitude of things, but basically we're saying it's not living. So we might be talking about anything from rocks to things that are not... in